parents. We're very grieved, and I don't know who to talk to, but I wanted to call you and tell you that our prayers are with you, and I hope that you will take appropriate action to convey that information to the family that that you might be in contact where it's not a problem.
Of course, I will.
I don't want to be, I know they'd all want to talk, but I don't want to be bothering. Second, we have asked that a detail be placed with each presidential candidate. We don't have any authority to do it, but I thought we ought to, and we'll have the families covered here, and the candidates wherever they are. We had asked confidentially the Congress to do that. We didn't want to attract attention to it by a lot of publicity to get every crackpot to take care of. We'd asked them to put legislation on the appropriation bill, and they had had the hearings, and they were agreeable to doing it. They're going to report the bill next week. If it's legislation on appropriation bill, we'd have a problem. So we were going ahead to do it, and I just went ahead and took this action. I would like for somebody, whoever's watching the children and things, to know that we're not trying to spy on them. But there will be some MPs. I've asked the Defense Department, and the Secret Service doesn't have enough people. There'll be a Secret Service people in charge, but they'll have under them some MPs and other police, whoever they want to call on. The Secret Service has authority to cover presidents, ex-presidents, and Ms. Kennedy and her minor children at the moment. We ask that they have authority to call on other agencies to help them. They've been doing it, and they do have that help, but they don't have any authority or law to do it. So they started suing individual agents of FBI or Alcohol Tax Control individually for liability. And so we're trying to get authority for them, to Secret Service, to be able to bar it, folks, number one. Number two, we ask for additional authority to cover the candidates in the primaries and the nominees of the convention, president and vice president, which are not now covered. So we're meeting on that, and this is a horrible... Already taken. I took it about 4 or 5 o'clock this morning.
That's under some other authority.
That's just main strength and awkwardness. No power. I'm just going ahead and doing it. And there's two little points. You as a lawyer, because I might have to have your help. The Warren Commission recommended, and Bundy and Dillon and them recommended, we have interchange agreements between bureaus, where when the Bureau of Secret Service calls on anybody, they help them. They do it now, but they don't do it under formal agreement, and they don't do it under authority of law. Well, one of the agencies raised the question if we shouldn't have a law. We also raised the question if it shouldn't extend to candidates this year. We agreed both, one, that it should extend to candidates, and two, that we should have a law that authorized everybody to help. It shouldn't be done just informally. So we submitted that to quietly, the Secret Service did, to the committees in the Congress, and asked that they give them authority on the appropriation bill to cover this year. They told us they would act favorably on it. We're hoping that that'll bill come out this week. In the meantime, while we're waiting on that, I'm going ahead and just in the light of this terrible tragedy, just applying anyway. I called you for two specific purposes. One, because I asked for you up here, or Steve Smith, or anybody that I thought was close enough that I wanted to express our deep sorrow and our prayers, number one. And number two, I want you to know what I had done so that you wouldn't feel that people were invading or trying to inject themselves when policemen show up or when MPs start at the gate or when the Secret Service take charge, that the family wouldn't think. Now, if you have any guidance to give me, if you're an old advisor of mine, just give it to me and I'll do it. But that is what I've done. I've ordered the Defense Department to provide what facilities they need to Secret Service. I've ordered Hoover to provide anything they ask him to do. I've ordered the Attorney General to draft me any additional authority that he thinks we ought to have. I have talked to the Secretary of Defense, and talked to Hoover, and talked to Secret Service Director Riley 4 or 5 times since 3:30. And that's where we are now. So primary purpose, though, is to express my sorrow and ask you to convey it to Ms. Kennedy and to the family. And
matter of fact,
I have a call in for him and Salinger and you, and as usual, I guess you just happen to be closer to the phone.
Well, we're all here right now.
Thank you. Will you give me any thoughts on this Secret Service thing, if you have any?
All right, I will.
Just call me if you ever have any. Steve, Lady Bird and I are terribly shocked and grieved, and we are praying with you and hoping for the best and fearing the worst. And we have put a detail around the families of all the candidates, and I just wanted to be sure that they didn't think that we were snooping or something.
Hello.
Yes. Ted? Well, we're terribly grieved, Ted. I don't know what we can do, but anything we can, we want to. And it's a horrible, tragic thing. We have put a detail around the families, we don't have authority, but we're going to ask the Congress to give us that authority. In the meantime, we're assuming it. We don't want them to think we're snooping, though, and that MPs around are for there any purpose except to protect them. But I placed a call for all of you, and if they happen, I told them to get Pierre Salinger, or get you, or get Steve Smith, or to get Ted, and they got him. And if you'll explain to them here what we are doing, so they won't, a Secret Service man will be in charge. Under the present law, they can just cover Ms. Kennedy, ex-presidents, and the president. We're extending that to all candidates for the presidency and their families. And the Secret Service take charge, and they'll use defense and justice people until we get authority, and we're going to try to get it today. It's a horrible, terrible thing, and we grieve with you, and I wish there's something we could do. And I don't want to bother you, but when you talk to your mother, please tell her that our thoughts are with her and our prayers are with you too, Ted. Thank you, Ted. Teddy, when is the operation going to be over? Steve, he wasn't shot, was he? That's okay, well, my love to all of you.
Thank you.